Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alec, Vivek and Sarah with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, high-powered electric motorbikes will still be able to be legally sold in Queensland, despite upcoming new laws, according to e-bike advocates. The proposed laws, likely to be effective as of July 1st this year, will require all e-bike riders to be 16 years or older and be holding a valid learner's license. A 10 km per hour speed limit will apply on shared footpaths, and any device with a top speed above 25 km per hour will be classified as a motorbike or moped, meaning they could be only used on a road and would require registration and insurance. Despite these rules, electric dirt bikes sold for use on private land will not be subject to the same requirements as one sold for use in the public, says General Manager of Bicycle Industries Australia, Peter Bork. You can still buy a bike that is overpowered, overspeed, and then it is up to the consumer to use it legally. Unfortunately, we've seen that isn't always the case, he said. Under the proposed legislation, e-bike users will be given 6 months to prove their device meets the standards. Bicycle Queensland operated a pop-up stall in Brisbane CBD earlier this week, where they checked people's e-bikes to see if they would meet this new standard. Bicycle Queensland CEO Matthew Burke said 39 of the 40 e-bikes they checked would not be compliant. That seems really nuts to us. The safe, legal e-bike stores, the good retailers, will no longer be able to sell product to children, Mr. Burke said.
And in other local news, the Top Rain Farming Collective is calling for greater protection for priority agricultural and strategic cropping land in central Queensland. It comes as Comet Ridge is proposing an expansion and further development of the Mahalo Gas Hub. Ruth Jones drives through her paddock wondering what will happen to her farming land when the time comes for her boys to look after it. Her central Queensland property hosts three coal seam gas CSSG exploration wells. A dozen more and a pipeline could be on the way for a Mahalo gas project co-owned by energy companies Comet Ridge and Santos. We've got two sons who will eventually take over the place, and they have said, "What's going to happen, Mum?" And we don't know, Ms. Jones said. Mr. McCall said the company has had development approval for 119 production wells in the Mahalo gas project area, while it also has had federal environmental approval for an additional 68 in the project's northern site, which it was still subject to approval by the Queensland government. Both Santos and Comet Ridge said the project's operations complied with strict government regulations to protect landholders, the environment, and water resources. Natural Resources and Mines Minister Dale Last did not respond to questions on whether the government would consider banning resource activities on priority agricultural and strategic cropping land. In national news, an average $7,000 cut in funding for NDIS budgets that would support participants to join in ordinary life and develop their skills will be quote-unquote horrible to lose, disability groups say. The government is searching for $35 billion in savings from the NDIS over 4 years and more than a fifth of the National Disability Scheme. Over $50 billion annual spend goes to funding for supports that help people to join in hobbies, sport, socialize with friends, or learn new skills. The NDIS Minister Mark Butler confirmed his plan to cut down quote-unquote runaway budgets for social and community sport from $33,000 to $26,000 would questionably affect participants. "I want to be honest with people. This will have a material impact on participant plans," Mr. Butler told the National Press Club on Wednesday. Participant budgets for social participation activities will be progressively reduced from October this year, pending the message of legislation in June. But the government hopes other reforms, including tightening pricing rules for NDIS providers and forcing out unscrupulous operators, will make funding more effective for participants.
And in other national news, OzHarvest's annual frontline report shows that more than a third of Australians are seeking food relief for the first time. Surveying over 800 food charities across the country, the report shows that about 280,000 people are seeking food relief each month. But with increased demand for services, over 74,000 people are being turned away. Families and single parents represent the largest relief-seeking demographic, making up more than two-thirds of the group. OzHarvest founder Ronnie Khan said that the demand for food relief services is growing faster than she has witnessed over two decades of working in the area. And in international news, the United Kingdom has introduced a bill that will ban anyone over born after 2008 from ever legally purchasing cigarettes. The legislation cleared the House of Commons and the House of Lords this week, aiming to create a smoke-free generation. The bill will become law after it receives royal assent next week, and will also give British ministers new powers to regulate the flavours, packaging and marketing of nicotine products to make them less appealing to younger audiences. Secretary for State for Health and Social Care, Wes Streeting, called the bill a historic moment for the nation's health, for a nation whose leading cause of preventable death and disability is smoking. And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 18 degrees, with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 6 in the high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Why, it's my very best alphabet.